Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. If you could just be standing for the prayer, please. Almighty God, we gather, we who are gathered together in council, pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city council. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. And the acknowledgement to country, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Lachi Lachi people, and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Thank you. Be seated. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the November Ordinary Council meeting. This is my first meeting as councillor. And thank you. And if I get it wrong, I'm sure my erstwhile CEO next to me will be giving me a kick in the shins on occasion. Welcome especially to Mr. Sedgman, soon to be Councillor Sedgman, who will be sworn in very shortly, and to his wife Karen, who's, and parents, I believe, who are here tonight. So I will now hand over to the CEO to swear Councillor Sedgman in. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our newest councillor, Councillor Sedgman. And I'll give you the opportunity to say anything if you wish to, Councillor Sedgman.
I'll get the technology right. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. As everyone realises, it did come as a surprise. But it was, I feel it, a great honour in which the boots I am fulfilling at the moment. I feel that it's a very humbling experience to step into Max's boots, because I admired and respected Max for many, many years. I thought he was a fantastic servant for the community, and you know, to be put into his seat is truly an honour, and I hope that I can do justice to his position and do the best that I can for the council.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sedgman. We'll now move to the agenda. Item 3 is councillors present. We have Councillor Sedgman, we have Councillor Eckel, we have Councillor Modica, Councillor Kappa, Councillor Milne, Councillor Poole, Councillor Cirillo, Councillor Brown, and of course myself. If you are wondering why Councillor Kappa is here in her current circumstances, we have done due diligence and she is perfectly entitled to vote and be a part of this council until such time as a determination has been made. We have no apologies, so we move to item 5, and that's confirmation of minutes. We have three sets of minutes. The first is the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of October, a confidential council meeting held on the 24th of October, and a special council meeting held on the 7th of November. Can I have a councillor who is prepared to move those, please? Councillor Poole, and a seconder, Councillor Modica. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No? Okay, we'll have the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you. I'll now move to item 6, confirmation of assembly of councillors with a recommendation. The recommendation is that council note the assembly of councillors recorded for the following meetings: the Mildura Arts and Cultural Advisory Committee ordinary meeting on the 20th of September, the Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee on the 24th of October, the Municipal Planning Scheme Review Update on the 1st of November, the Rate Strategy Workshop on the 8th of November, the Financial Advisory Committee meeting on the 8th of November, and the Council Forum on the 8th of November. Do I have a councillor? Councillor Milne, and a seconder? Councillor Modica. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion?
Just a question, Mayor. Mr. Mayor, was the Rate Strategy Workshop on the 8th or the 9th of November?
That's a good question, because Councillor Cirillo.
I was absent of that.
It was on the 9th.
Thank you.
We'll make that amendment. Thank you, Councillor. So we've had a mover and a seconder. Is there anyone wishes to speak against that motion? No? We'll move to a vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? That motion is carried. Thank you. Item 7 is notice of absence, and we have no notice of absence now. Thank you. Item 8 on the agenda is the mayoral report for October, and of course this would be the previous mayor, Mayor Eckel. The recommendation is that the council note the contents of this report. Councillor Eckel, do you wish to speak to that report?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. But first and foremost, if you go to the report, the last dot point, the Miller Advisory Group annual general meeting, I did not attend that that meeting. So if that correction could be noted, thank you. And as per discussion, you're allowing me to give a report, a couple of reports. Usually we report the month before, but I think that with the White Ribbon, such a magnificent event, and I don't think we should leave it to a month onwards. So if you don't mind, I'll just give a report on that, because it was a magnificent day. And once again, the Council's White Ribbon Committee, together with the organising staff, have brought together a really worthy event. From the communications team to engaging Brendan Gale, which was absolutely a brilliant move, and he spoke wonderfully well, and is admired by so many people. It was just a great move. Couldn't have been planned any better. the engagement of the Orange Door and the Gender Equity Action Groups and Razia down at the riverfront was so important in providing community crucial access, and especially for those in need. And can I just expand on that? Because one of the issues that I did state at the time was that this was a wonderful opportunity for anybody that was find themselves in a difficult situation at home or in the community with their partners, and that they had that opportunity to come forward now with the experts that were available at Orange Door and also the gender table. But I did have feedback at the Mallee Family Violence Executive meeting yesterday that people did indeed come forward on the day. And I just think that that's really terrific. And as I said on the day, if we save one life or make a relationship that much happier, and or find a the opportunity to protect women or men on that particular day because of the holding of that event, I think that we would have had gained great success on the day. And that did happen, so I was particularly pleased with that. And I believe that Council's leadership of the White Ribbon Accredited Workplace, we are leading by example, and hopefully it will make a difference and inspire corporates and businesses to initiate the same path for their organisations. Also, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to take your indulgence for just a second to announce that I'm very proud because in the chamber tonight, I have my granddaughter, Charlie. With the niece, and she will be presenting at APPS tomorrow at the Conference of La Trobe on family violence. Also, Mr. Mayor, there was a, and I'm very proud of her, very, very proud. Also, Mr. Mayor, at the Sister Cities AGM, the new executive is Ian Cook. Is the President, Vice President, Secretary Cheryl Webb, Assistant Secretary Lynette Lloyd, Treasurer Wayne Hodgetts, Historian Barbie Cornell, and immediate past President Dennis Jewell. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel. We'll now ask for a mover for the mayoral report, Councillor Cirillo, and a seconder, Councillor Modica. You're being very seconded today. Would anyone like to speak against that motion? No? We'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? Motion is carried. And welcome, Ms. Beattie, and thank you for your efforts in coming up to Mildura and speaking about family violence. That's an excellent thing to do. We'll move to 8.2, which is the mayoral official tour of Upland USA, and for the benefit of the gallery and the media, this was a self-funded tour by Councillor Eckel, then Mayor Eckel, so that's to be congratulated. Before we move with that, Councillor Eckel, would you like to speak to that?
Thank you. No, all I'd need to say in regards to this is that I must compliment the Sister City Mildura President in Dennis Jewell for a magnificent job in representing our community as well. And it was an excellent trip. And we should see in the vicinity of 16 visitors come over next year on the 31st of May for Mildura Day and to recognise the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Sister City Relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel. The recommendation at two is that the Council note the contents of the report. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Cirillo and a seconder, Councillor Poole. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? We'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? The motion is carried. Thank you. We'll now move to item 9, councillor reports. And there is a recommendation at 2 that council note the contents of this report. Are there any changes, or does anyone wish to speak to the reports? All right, so councillor Milne. Sorry, moved by Councillor Mill, seconded by Councillor Brown. Does anyone wish to speak to the report? Councillor Mill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, I'd just like to briefly report on the Rail Freight Alliance. We've had a meeting in Canberra last month, but also a meeting in Melbourne. And just noting the frustration on having the rail line from Denali through to Ballarat. The government seems determined to dual gauge that, which we believe will slow both passenger and freight trains down. And there's also the concern from the Alliance that maintaining that as dual gauge may in fact be a good excuse not to continue the Sea Lake line and putting in the standard rail on that. So that's a concern going into the future that we're keeping an eye on, sorry. And my second report is I attended the Zoe AGM. That was last night? Yeah. And I'd just like to remark on your speech, Mr. Mayor, how it encompassed the work of all community groups, and the reason that we have those community groups like Zoe, like MASP, like all the rest of them, Mallee Family Care, etc., and not because... if I get this wrong, you can correct me. So I'm opening the door here. Not because the world's going backwards, but because we're improving that there are those groups there now to help people in need, and that's a very positive sign. And I wish you'd written that out, because I think it's it'd be worth a read for everybody. And on top of that, I think the work that the Zoe Foundation has done is just amazing. My last item is RVs, and Councillor Eckel will probably be happy about this, but the Redcliffs Golf Club is officially an RV stop. So we've actually got one in our community. I think Odeon is RV friendly, but the Redcliffs Golf Club is RV friendly and has been, I think, for a couple of months. So somebody... alerted me to that a couple of weeks ago. So that's it. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Milne. And would anyone else like to speak to their report?
Yes, please.
Councillor Poole.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just wanted to speak on 3 October community events that I personally found very inspirational. One was the Odeon Lake opening and the celebration of that, and what a celebration it was. I still remember on the night sitting right on the water's edge looking up at the fireworks, and it was truly magical as a celebration of what such a small community has achieved. So some of the speeches on the night were basically saying the cost is approximately like 10% of what it would have been due to the community donation of hours, time, infrastructure. Just incredible what they've achieved, I believe. The second one was when the Mildura South and Ranfurly Primary School grade 5 and 6 students presented to us at council on their vision for the future. I also found that quite inspirational, and it was also great to hear a lot of their things that they're looking for do align with our community plan, so that was great. And lastly, the Festival of Lights India Day. What a night. It wasn't just a day. I think it went 24 hours. They know how to party. They so as a mum of dancing daughters, I know what has been involved when you put on a concert. So, for example, all the rehearsal, the costumes, etc. But this community achieved it in about a quarter of the time frame that I know other dance guilds have achieved. Just a fabulous celebration night and quite inspirational. So thank you for letting me be part of that.
Thank you, Councillor Poole. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to their reports? Councillor Modica.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to talk about the Productivity Commission meeting as well as the Murray-Darling Basin Authority meeting. It's been a very big year in water for the Murray-Darling Basin, and Mildura has pushed very, very hard to try and acknowledge where we sit in regard to development within our region, how quickly it's going ahead. It's starting to pick up. People are beginning to write about how much development is going on in our municipality and Swan Hills too, which is a concern. And we tapped into that with our presentation to the Royal Commission in South Australia and to the Productivity Commission. Our council pushed very hard with Wentworth and Broken Hill to have water shepherded from the northern connected basin on the Darling down through to the Menindee Lakes, which came through and had very good results. There's also been charges laid, this is for this month, not the previous one, on two farmers who illegally stole water just prior to the pumped episode on the ABC last year. So there seems to be some really good themes coming out about how we regulate the water, how we have a look at what sort of development can go ahead, and how that can be beneficial for our community. So I think that it's something for all of us to look at and for us as a council to be aware of. We've already done a lot of legwork, and hopefully we can continue to have the discussion that's beneficial for our municipality. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Modica. I think the word allegedly probably should have been thrown in there, but thank you.
Allegedly.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishes to speak to their reports? No? Can I just ask for an amendment on the page 18, the Disability Access Advisory Committee memorial to the late Joy Clark. I was in attendance at that. And I would also like to say quickly that I'd like to congratulate the Mildura Rural City Council, the various water bodies, and of course Ayun Inc. and the Ayun community for such an amazing project that is quite transformational to the Ayun community. I think that we've all seen various projects come and go in our times, but the Ayun Lake project is something that will change that community significantly and will be an absolutely amazing godsend for everyone who lives in Ayun. So congratulations to everyone who was involved. So in relation to councillor reports, it's been moved and seconded. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against those reports? We'll move to a vote then. All those in favour of adopting those reports? Anyone against? The motion is carried. Thank you. Item 10 on the agenda is response to councillor questions. We have none. The next item 11, is questions from councillors. Do we have any questions from councillors? Councillor Milne?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In September, I asked a question about a report on all of Council's unfinished projects outlining timelines and indicated costs. I don't believe I've got an answer to that yet. Could we have that followed up, please?
Yes, we'll follow that up. Thank you.
Again, in September, I asked about any programs that were being planned for International Men's Day on November the 19th. That's passed and gone. And again, could we have that followed up for next year?
Yes, we'll have that followed up too. Thank you.
Yep. I've also previously sought some dates on the landscaping of Mildura Marina, and I did get a reply. But I still think we need to be pushing a bit harder. Have we got a date or when that's going to happen? Because I really would like to see it, some green down there and looking nice. And while I'm at it, also the riverfront area near the ski club, what are the timelines on actually getting that beautified?
Ms.
Beautified,
Wellen.
Is that the word?
Beautified is a good word.
Is that a good word? Yeah.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I can answer the first question, then I'll hand over to Mr. Jenkins to answer the second question. In regard to the marina, we have just about completed a survey of land ownership down there. Once we've done that, we're able to then negotiate with the key stakeholders to work out who's responsible for what and set some timeframes going forward.
All right, good. Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The ski area I think you're talking about, Councillor Milne, is the boat ramp adjacent to the marina?
Yeah.
Yep. We're in the process of awarding a tender to do a precinct master plan for that section. But basically, we finished off the stage one works up to the marina. So that'll happen probably late this year, early next year. Okay.
Excellent, thank you. And again, this one is for Ms. Willem. We got a fact sheet that you sent out the other day from the Clarence Valley Council. And in it, it spoke about disposable nappies. And under the statement, under the facts heading, it said, every disposable nappy ever put in the rubbish bin still exists today as they take centuries to break down. I think it was a 2012 fact sheet. But my question is that actually a fact? Because I know you can purchase biodegradable nappies. But if nappies do take this long to break down, then can we bring this to the attention of the MAV State Council in a motion urging the government to either ban non-biodegradable nappies and or asking that the state work with manufacturers to build a better nappy? And I'll say that in all seriousness. If it is clogging up our landfills, then we maybe can be a bit more proactive and come up with a real answer.
Thank you, Councillor Mill. Can you just direct your question through the chair rather than to the actual council officer, please?
Yep.
Ms. Whelan. Congratulations on your promotion.
through you, Mr. Mayor. We provided that fact sheet as an example, so we're not standing behind those facts because it was just an example of a fact sheet, but we can actually do some research on that and find that out. And we can also follow up in regard to the suggestion to write some letters as well.
I've only got a couple more. I'll try and make them quick. Redcliffe Rotary Club have been trying to install exercise equipment in Barclay Square for over 12 months. Can I please be advised as to why this simple matter is taking so long?
Mr. CEO?
I believe, Mr. Mayor, that Mr. Jenkins may have a comment.
Mr. Jenkins.
I'm aware of the issue, and we are in the process of working through the public open space strategy, and we are going to work with the community very soon to try and resolve that matter, because I am aware of this. There's some different opinion about where it should be located, I think. Yep.
Thank you. And the last one is, Mr. Mayor, can we have this maybe brought up at a forum? But can we raise the need for a turning lane into Benuna Road from the Calder Highway at the next meeting with Vic Roads? The road's almost as busy as the Hatter-Weeman Road, and the surrounding terrain makes it actually a tricky road to enter onto the highway. And, there's been a lot of work done on the Calder, but I think this would be a welcome move too because it's getting busier and busier.
I think we have a Vic Roads Committee, which I think Ms. Whelan represents.
Yeah, thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor, we do have a Vic Roads meeting coming up shortly, and we can certainly put that on the agenda for discussion.
Thank you. That's the end.
Thank you, Councillor Milne. Councillor Cirillo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, Mr. Mayor, just an update if we have had any response from our chats with Lomo Water regarding Deakin Avenue at all.
Ms. Whelan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, not at this stage, but we are following up on that.
And just one more, Mr. Mayor. Regarding setbacks, when a setback is set, does that apply to the structure or to the, does the fence count as the setback of the structure or does it apply to the actual building itself?
Ms. Whelan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it would depend on the particular development plan in place.
So. Do you want any follow-up in relation to that, Councillor Cirillo?
Probably I'd be able to do it via email, it's fine. No need in the public forum, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other councillors? Councillor Eckel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, could Council investigate, and if practicable, work with the Shed Coffee and Cars Cafe in Redcliffs in assisting them and in qualifying as an accredited visitor information centre. They're very, very interested in providing their space for that opportunity.
Would that be Mr. Jenkins?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there's been some discussions already with that owner, with some staff from the visitor information centre. So, yes, we will follow up that issue and see what can be brought to fruition.
Thank you. Second question, and this goes on a little bit on what you were saying about the that Indian night that I was there too. It was phenomenal. But two local communities, Italian and Indian, have expressed interest in pursuing sister city relationships with their country of origin. And I believe Councillor, I think it was Councillor Kappa, who asked earlier on in the year if we could call for a policy meeting on sister city relationships. Can this be done before Christmas so we can have a discussion around the policy?
Mr. Jose.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We can bring that forward to a forum for conversation. I don't know whether we'll be able to have a draft policy by Christmas.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, not satisfied with that answer. I'm talking about the actual policy that exists at the moment. Forget about the Italian and Indian thing. That can be done at a forum, I agree. But the policy on the sister city relationship, there's some concerns with councillors over the years in regards to that issue. And I believe that that would only take a meeting of the councillors and an officer to have a look at that policy.
Mr. Hajai.
Again, through you, Mr. Mayor, we can bring that up at actually the next forthcoming forum for conversation, and then obviously if there's amendments to a policy, we'd have to go through that policy change process.
I'm happy with that, but if they could be broken up into two actual items. So the item on policy and then the item discussing sister city relationships, future sister city relationships. Thank you.
I'll leave that to for you to negotiate with the CEO.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any other questions from councillors? No questions? Okay, thank you. We'll move on to item 12, notices of motion. We have none. Petitions at item 13, we have none. Item 14 is management reports, and item 14.1 is the councillor expense report. And the recommendation at 2 is that council note the contents of this report, which details councillors' expenses for the period of 1 July to the 30th of September 2018.
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
So moved by Councillor Milne, seconded by Councillor Brown. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? Yep.
I'd like to make a comment. I can speak against it if that's what, if that's a mechanism.
Well, I'll allow you to make a comment if you wish, Councillor Kappa.
Is it possible, we may have already done that, I've been on leave, so it's difficult for me to know this, but whether this issue of councillor expenses can be brought to a forum to discuss so we can confirm maybe some more parameters around, you know, what's reasonable travel to Melbourne, for example, what are reasonable claims for back and forth trips between home and council events every day, things like that, that could make a difference over time.
Oh, I believe a lot of that is actually statutorily determined, but I'll certainly suggest that you could negotiate that discussion with the CEO. Thank you. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? All right, well, we'll move to a vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? Motion is carried. Thank you. I'll now move to 14.2, which is Community Projects Grants Program for 2018-19 and the recommendations for funding. The gallery will see on the screen and also on the hard copy documents there, if you choose to select those. There are quite a few grants that total on average between $5,000 and $6,000 or $4,000 and $6,000, and some of the particular projects are quite inspiring. The recommendation is at 2 that council approves the following grant applications totaling $71,431 for the funding through the Community Projects Grant Program 2018-19 as presented in the table.
Mr. Mayor, I've got a question, please.
Yes, Councillor.
Thank you. I just wonder what differentiates between community project grants and funding for events, because there are four items: the Mildura Young Professionals Network Festival of the Future, the Serasia Farmers Market on site. I'll forget about that. I've just got a question about that. White Lotus Buddhism Centre Serasia Mid-Autumn Moon Festival, and I just the Park Run Incorporated, JC Park Run Mildura, couldn't that be in a new initiative? I'm just thinking that we could have more money in the pool if we, and I just wanted to know for a clarification whether those, why those events are in this category.
Mr. Jenkins.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. This program is for non-recurring grants. So this is only available for 1 year to any applicant. And some of these applications you could deem to be such events, but this program is only designed for 1 year only. You can't get recurring funding where events programs you can. And it's been discussed also at length that there is a new grant initiative program for new grant schemes. So we are actually going to review that issue for next round about that potential crossover between events and community project grants.
Thank you. And the further question is around the Serasia Farmers Market. I thought we'd had this discussion previously. How come that's a non-for-profit event? Can you just give us a little bit of a brief on how that qualifies?
Mr. Jenkins.
Okay. From my understanding of the Serasia Farmers Market, they are not-for-profit and are eligible for the grant, from my understanding, Councillor Eckel.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll invite someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Poole, seconded by Councillor Cirillo. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Now move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you. Now move to item 14.3 on the agenda, Recreational Grants Program 2018-19, the August round. The recommendation is that Council approves the following grant application totalling $67,057.97 for funding through the Recreation Grants Program 2018-19 August round as presented in the table below.
Mr. Mayor, I've got a conflict of interest. Both item 14.3 and 14.4, it's an indirect interest because of conflicting duty. I'm a board member of SRS, which have applied for grants in both 14.3 and 14.4.
Thank you, Mr. Mill. So I'll now seek a mover for that motion. Councillor Brown, Councillor Eckel. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? All those in favour? Against? The motion is carried. Thank you. Can someone bring Mr. Milne in, please? Oh, sorry, he's out for the next one too, apparently. The next item on the agenda is 14.4, Environmental Projects Grant Program 2018-19, with a recommendation for funding. The recommendation is that Council approves the following grant applications totaling $19,924.05 for funding through the Environmental Projects Grant Program 2018-19, as presented in the table. Do we have anyone who would move that? Councillor Cirillo and Councillor Poole for a second. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No one. So we'll go to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Eckel. We moving to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone against? Motion is carried. Thank you. Councillor Milne, both of those matters were carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is item 14.5, Events Funding and Support Grant Program for New Event Sponsorship, Baseball Australia Intermediate League Championships. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Milne.
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor. Great initiative.
And Councillor Eckhall.
I'm moving it with a question, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, please, Mr. Mill.
I don't think the motion is really clear because it says the council approved the following grant for funding through the Events Funding Support Grant Program as presented in the table below. I don't think it defines exactly how much money. Does it depend on how many teams turn up as to whether they get $5,000, $6,000, or $8,000 each year over the 4 years?
That is the case, I believe, Councillor Milne. It depends on whether it's eight teams or up to 10 teams, and the funding varies depending on the amount.
Yeah, thanks for that clarification.
Now, I believe, Councillor Milne, that you may wish to speak to that particular agenda item.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, it is a great initiative. This is come out of the Victorian Championships that were held here, and the teams that were here enjoyed themselves. We've got great facilities down at the Aero Ovals. Our weather is fantastic, so when they actually come to play here, they can actually do that. They don't get washed out, and hopefully they don't get. Hopefully it doesn't get too hot either. You know, the response from that group. They spoke to me. I believe they came back and talked to staff. I don't know whether Councillor Eckhall, whether they actually came and saw you or not. I'm not aware. But I know they were excited about coming back and the possibility of having these Australian Intermediate League Championships held in Mildura. And, you know, we've got the accommodation. We've got everything that'll go in or that went in our favour. It'll bring over $500,000 of financial impact back to our community for a very small input. You know, we're looking at over 4 years, $32,000. It's a great return. It will certainly highlight Mildura to the many families that come because their mum and dad come with the kids. And over the years, they'll remember what they did in Mildura, and hopefully this will continue and continue into the senior years with baseball. So I think it's a very good move on behalf of council, and one that'll pay back the community both financially and into the future with tourism.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Milne. And just a minor correction there. If there's up to 12 teams, the financial benefit to the community could be up to $789,000.
Yeah. It's been conservative, Mr. Milne.
Well done. Would anyone like to speak against that motion? Okay, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you. I'll now move to 14.6, the Quarterly Financial Management Report for September 2018. With a recommendation at 2, that the Council note the contents of the Quarterly Financial Management Report for the period ending 30th of September 2018. Can I have someone move that motion, please? Councillor Modica. And a seconder, Councillor Milne. Would anyone like to speak against that motion? No? We'll get moved to the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. I'm a bit concerned you guys are just giving me an easy ride on my first time out. Thank you. 14.7, Audit Committee meeting, 3 of 2018 and 19. The minutes summary. The recommendation is that Council note the confidential minutes of the Audit Committee meeting and uh, of uh, number 3 of 2017-18 held on the 8th of November 2018. Do I have a mover? Councillor Modica. Seconder? Councillor Milne. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. We'll now move to item 14.8, Audit Committee Charter Annual Review of November 2018, with a recommendation to the Council approve the Internal Audit Charter as presented. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Milne. Seconder, Councillor Modica. There are other councillors in the room, I assume. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No? We'll move to the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you. We'll now move to item 14.9, the allocation of councillor portfolios. There's a recommendation at 2. I might add that depending on the outcome of the state election, these will have to be reviewed in January, and of course that opportunity may or may not present itself at that time. So this would be, I suppose, an interim measure. But I suggest it would be necessary for us to at least have portfolio holders to answer questions of the media and the community in that interim period. So the recommendation is that the council appoint the following councillors to the portfolios as listed, and they're shown.
So moved.
Moved by Councillor Eckel and seconded by Councillor Cirillo. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. The item 14.11 or 14.11 is the Central Murray Regional Transport Forum Regional Transport Strategy.
Sorry,
I appear to have missed one. 14.10. Okay, sorry, jumped a page. 14.10 is the councillor representation on boards and committees. I would suggest the same argument would apply there. At item 2, the council adopt the following appointments of boards and committees. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Brown, and seconded by Councillor Cirillo. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Anyone? No one against? So that's carried. Thank you. Now we'll move to item 14.11. Central Murray Regional Transport Forum Regional Transport Strategy. Recommendation that Council endorse the draft Central Murray Regional Transport Strategy for 2018. Do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor Brown?
Mr Mayor, I'd like to move that the transport strategy lay on the table till January 2019 to allow time for possible future amendments by other councils.
We don't need a seconder to lay an item on the table, but I'll invite you to explain your... your motion, please, Councillor Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's an example of this would be councils on the Sunrise, a council on the Sunraysia Highway believes it should be given a priority, which we haven't done under item 5 and page 121 or page 144, but I guess it's up to those, that particular council. Also, in response to an article in Sunraysia Daily, is nothing to do with this motion because I believe their issue is covered under priority 10, Northwest Passenger Transport Study on page 144 and page 121. The Sunraysia Highway may well need to be amended by such as the Buller Council, and that covers the thing.
Okay, so if I can just summarise, Councillor Brown, you want to lay this on the table until January?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor.
And you want to lay it on the table until January because Bull Oak Shire still have to have input into it,
well,
and we don't know.
I should explain. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. At Sunraysia Highway Committee meeting a couple of weeks ago, they brought up this issue very strongly and felt that they'd have to go to their own council. They're a member of this group, by the way, and they haven't, as X put it through, and they believe that they wish to amend it. But we haven't heard from them, so I think we're just in courtesy, we just not pass ours to all things are finalised. so we don't have any going backwards.
Okay, so if I can summarise again, Councillor Brown, you wish to have this laid on the table until January because you want to see what Bullock Shire, what their input is into it and whether we would agree.
That's correct. And there may be well be other councils I'm not aware of that wish to change things too, amendments. We haven't heard whether they're all being passed to all the councils yet, so, or if there's any amendments. Just gives a little bit of time. We've got time.
Okay, because it's a motion to lay the item on the table, there is no debate, so we'll just move to a vote. So all those in favour of laying this on the table at this time? All those against? Councillor Milne? The matter is carried. Thank you. Now move to item 14.12 on the agenda, response to a petition, Worgan Road, Merbein South. The recommendation is that Council schedule localised repairs to Worgan Road, Merbein South in accordance with the Municipal Road Management Plan and that they write to the first named petitioner and advise of the outcome in regards to this report. I have a mover for that, Councillor Milne, Councillor Eckel. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Cirillo.
I'd like to declare a conflict of interest, even though it's a very, very distant, but yeah, that's okay, sorry.
Thank you.
The reason being that I have previously done business with the APDF, Australian Premium Dried Fruits Company, before, so I think it'd be smartest of me to be out of the room for the vote.
Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. As we have no one who wishes to speak against the motion, we'll move to the vote. Those in favour? Anyone against? No one. Thank you. The motion is carried. Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. The motion was carried. 14.3, response to petition recycling difficult items in Mildura. The recommendation at 2 is that Council includes this feedback into the development of the Council's litter strategy and that they write to the first named petitioner to advise of the outcome in regard to this report. Do I have a mover? Councillor Poole. Seconder, Councillor Milne. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 15, urgent business. There is no urgent business, so we'll move to public questions. Do we have any public questions?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Again, we have numerous questions in regard to the pound, and the authors have all asked to have the answers supplied in writing, which we will do.
Thank you. Are there any other public questions? Okay, as there are no more public questions, I'll now formally close this meeting and I'd like to thank you for your patience at my first crack at this, and I'd have to say it wasn't all that hard this time around. So thank you very much. Thank you.